We continue with Mishnah Berurah Megillah Mehilchos Tefillah Siman Pei Tes Siv Ches says the Mechaber B'Shas Sadcha when there is a pressing situation Kagon Shetzarich LaHashkem LaDerech, like if you have to go out early on your way Yechol Espal Mishalom Arashachar. And even though we said it's best not to daven until nates, you're allowed to daven Shmona Esrei B'Shas Sadcha even starting from dawn on Arashachar. V'yamtim Milikros Kriya Shema Shigiyazmana, but you should wait to say Shema until the appropriate time for saying Shema, which is Misha Yakir, as we learned earlier. The Ramah comments in Mefshel Likros Kriya Shema LaDerech, Tanishes Kavim Pesach Rishon, Kmashes Bar Le'el Siman Nuches, as long as you're able to focus on the Shema while you're saying it. The Afal Pish Eino Somech G'ula Le'tfila, even though you are not connecting the Shema and the Shmona Esrei, Hachi Adif Tzei, She'yispal V'beisam U'mi Ma She'yispal V'zman V'mahach V'yismach G'ula Tfila. It's better to daven standing up and focus to daven standing up at home than to daven on the way at the appropriate time and be somech geula tefila. So we're trying to weigh the different priorities in davening, the appropriate time and somech geula tefila versus standing instead of sitting, and we say that the standing is more important. Again, the Mishnah Berurah says this is only if they're not going to wait for you to leave to allow you to daven at the appropriate time, and also it assumes that you're not able to focus when you're on the way and daven. If you're able to focus on the daven when you're on the way, then it will be okay to daven later at the appropriate time when you're on the way. When it comes to Kriya Shema, we already pointed out that even though we're more makel when it comes to Shmona Esrei to daven earlier in terms of the Shas Adchak, but even Kriya Shema, there are times where we'll allow you to daven already from Amar HaShachar. If it's a Shas Adchak as well, the Mishnah Berurah gives the example of where you're not going to be able to focus even on the first Pasuk later on because, let's say, it's a dangerous place and you're going to be so focused on everyone around you and wild animals and robbers and stuff like that, so then you'd be allowed to say Shema in your home also, starting from Amar HaShachar. Yotzer Or is an issue as well, as we discussed earlier, but even that sometimes, V'shas Adchak Mamish, we would even allow Yotzer Or from Amar HaShachar. This was stated in the Be'er Halacha earlier, in Siman Nun Ches, Sivdal, the Be'er Halacha said, in V'shas Adchak Mamish, if you already said Shema before Yotzer Or, that would be okay also. Mishnah Berurah brings the opinions that disagree and say that really smichas geula tefila is more important than standing when you're davening, and therefore there are some people who daven on the way. So once you consult the posek, what is more appropriate, to daven on the way where you're sitting but be able to be somech geula tefila, or daven before and be able to stand? This question comes up on a plane. Let's say you're getting on a plane and you know that on the plane you're not going to be able to stand when you're daven. You don't want to disrupt anybody walking through the aisles or anything like that, so you'd have to daven in your seat. Or you could daven in the airport beforehand and be able to stand and focus. So what's better, to daven at an earlier time standing or daven on the plane at the more appropriate time while sitting? This would be the machlokes in the poskim that we're discussing right now. Once you consult the posek, what the appropriate mahalach is. Simon Tzadi, Makom Arayi L'Ispal, L'Ispalim Atzibur, V'dinah Holech B'Derech, Sifalef, Hamispalel, L'Yamor Lo Agabei Mita, V'lo Agabei Kisei, V'lo Agabei Safsal, V'lo Agabei Makom Gavoha, Afilu einan gevohin, el imkein hayezakein ochole, oshaya kvanaso lashmiya letzibor, says the Mechaber. When one is davening Shmona Esrei, they should not stand on a bed or on a chair or on a bench, even if they are not three tefachim high. And you should also not stand on a high place unless it is an elderly person or a sick person or someone who wants to be able to ensure that the tzibur hears him, so he wants to daven from a higher place. Mishnah Berurah says the reason that you're not supposed to daven while standing on a bed or a chair or a bench is because we're afraid that you might not be focused, because you'll be afraid that you are going to fall off. And the reason that by a zaken or a chole we were lenient is because if it's hard for them to get out of that spot, so we were makil and said it's better for them to daven while sitting or standing on the bed than to not daven at all. Or it's possible that there's talking about a situation where they are not going to be afraid that they're going to fall off from that height. Another reason to avoid davening from a high place, not only because you're afraid you're going to fall off, but because it is gaivadik to stand on high in front of Hashem. You're supposed to say, Mima ma kim krasicha Hashem. We daven from a low place when we stand in front of Hashem. However, if your purpose is to be mashmiel letzibur so that everybody hears you, then it is okay to stand on a high place. There's no issue of gaiva there. However, there are some achorim quoted in the Mishnah Berurah who say that if it is a situation where he would be afraid to fall off, then even in order to ensure that everyone hears you, you would not be allowed to stand on a high place. So if you're standing on a pedestal and there's nothing surrounding you where you'd be afraid to fall off, that would not work. The Magen Avraham says nowadays, actually, we are knowing that the Shliach Tzibur stands in a lower place than the rest of the Tzibur because of Imam Hakim Krasich Hashem, and that's why we call it Yored Lifnei HaTeva. So there's different minhagim and different shuls where the Shliach Tzibur stands from, but it is all based on this discussion. When we say that you're not allowed to daven from a high place, that refers to a place that is three tvachim high. If it was three high, but it has a width and length of 4x4, then it's like its own domain, and then it's okay. And if it has mechitzos to it, if it has walls to it, which are 10 tefachim high, as explained by the poskim, then even if it's not 4x4, that is also good enough to make it a separate rishus, where there won't be a problem of davening from that place. The workers who are doing a work are allowed to daven on a tree. And there's no problem of davening in a high place. Because since they went up to do work there, it's like they're going up to the roof. But other trees besides the Te'ina and Azayas, they need to go down. The reason that the Azayas is different than other trees, because there are a lot of branches, so it's harder to get up and down. They'll end up being able to do less work. Therefore, we say it's better to daven there. But other trees where it doesn't take so much time to get up and down, then you should go down. Ubala bias, the homeowner. You can't even daven in the zayis or the teina. Because he doesn't have to do work. He's responsible to himself. And so even though we're lenient regarding the workers so that they don't waste time where they're supposed to be working for other people, we won't be lenient by the homeowner himself, where if he stops working, it's not a big deal. He's only responsible to himself.